In the days since Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge raised the terror threat level to orange in New York City and Washington, D.C., other nations have announced what appear to be gains in the war against terror. Britain arrested a dozen people suspected of plotting to bomb Heathrow Airport. Pakistani officials announced that information taken from the computer of an Al-Qaeda member they captured has proved valuable to the U.S. and Great Britain. While some critics in the U.S. have questioned the wisdom of terror alerts and intelligence briefings to the American public, international law enforcement agencies say they want more sharing of information more often. Ronald Noble is the Secretary General of Interpol, the international organization that coordinates law enforcement efforts in 181 member countries. He joins us from Madrid. Mr. Noble, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
And when is it wise and when might it be a mistake to release specific information to the public?
I think that's a decision that the head of law enforcement in each country should decide as to when to release it. The UK has a three-tier system where they inform the public about a general threat, like a threat of terrorism, mm-hmm. an alert where they identify a specific type of harm they're worried about, and that is, for example, terrorists in possession of stolen passports, and then an actual warning when they have specific information about a specific target of a terrorist attack at a specific time, and that certainly is something that you might recall from the IRA days. Mm-hmm. France, on the other hand, has a system. It's a coded system. They have an alert, but it doesn't get the publicity or the attention that the U.S. alerts seem to get, and it really is something focusing on the law enforcement and government officials and how they will have to alter the way in which they protect their French citizens and other visitors to France. Mm.
Before going to Interpol, you were the chief law enforcement officer at the U.S. Treasury Department, as I understand it.
That's correct.
So you were there when they closed Pennsylvania Avenue to protect the White House?
In fact, I was the one who led the review following the suicide plane crash into the South Lawn and the gunman assault of the north facade of the White House, and at the time it was very, very controversial. And then the Oklahoma City bombing occurred, and then the Congress and I think the public were much more accepting of the idea of closing Pennsylvania Avenue to cars, but not to people.
But if you have a situation now where you've got several streets, as we speak, in New York City and Washington, D.C., which are commonly open to the public and street traffic, are now closed, I'm wondering if that deters terror attacks or does it just redirect them?
Well, I think it does deter terrorist attacks. I mean, I think what's very important is to not be static, to not let terrorists be able to surveil your area for a long period of time where nothing ever changes. The fact that periodically you change the level of security adds to security and makes terrorists worry that they might spend 3 years planning only to find out at the last minute that something has changed. Secondly, I believe when you have a specific threat, even if it's old, and you haven't yet tested out all of the ways in which you would defend against that threat, it's important to take those short-term measures to make sure that everything is the way it ought to be.
Mr. Noble, we will often have security officials in a democracy say we need the help of the public. Step forward if you observe any suspicious activity. Does that appeal to the public sometimes generate just a lot of not only false leads, but score settling among people that inform on someone about something that's really not important?
I believe that what's the hardest thing for the public to understand is what they are supposed to do when an alert level changes. And until we tell the public, look, we don't want you to do anything differently, and the alert level change means that law enforcement and others responsible for providing your security will take certain measures, but you should be on the same alert that you were last week and the week before, and that is if you see something that's suspicious or out of the ordinary, don't just walk by and let it go unnoticed. Make sure someone in a position of authority is told about it.
Mr. Noble, recognizing you might not want to get specific, unless, of course, you do want to get specific, do you think there are specific terrorist attacks that have been averted over the past few years because of enhanced security?
Yeah, I can't. I would feel more comfortable not answering that question.
Ronald Noble, Secretary General of Interpol, speaking with us from Madrid. Mr. Noble, thanks very much.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.